זה רמב"ן, תורה עלינו מצווה. We saw maybe nuances of we saw maybe perhaps nuances of difference, but that the fundamental idea of chazaka is midle micha. Chazaka is basically built on the midle micha of the Marakama, the kapeda of the Marakama. The Marakama should have been makbed, he should have been meicha. Since he wasn't meicha, the silence of the Marakama, that's really that's what really chazaka is based on. And then the 3 years have to do with the Zrikas Ashtar, the Achvei Shtorach, until you have to get past the Achvei Shtorach. But when you get past the Achvei Shtorach, then the Chazok is built on the Shtik of the Marakam. We discussed what Shtik are we talking about, a Shtik of a year, a Shtik of 3 years, a Shtik that varies according to the nature of the Marakam, the Nesivas want to learn, we want to learn that back into the Ramban and the Ran. The Ritvas Mashmanate, the Ritvas Mashman Achila, the Shtik of one Achila is the Raya. So fine. So that's the basic difference between the Ritva on the one hand and the Ramban and the Ran on the other. The Ritva, it's pretty mashma that the shtick of the Bailam is the first year, the first achila. After that, we're in Achvei Shtarach territory, but you already have the shtick already under your belt. And the Ramban and the Ran are much more sosom. They don't say that in the Feirish, so you could learn that way. But the Nesivas suggests that it's actually like Abai said before, it's totally, are you Bevar Yoshev or what kind of a person you are? But it doesn't matter because ultimately everything has to wait for the Zrikas HaShtar. There's other Shittas in Yishayim, there's many Shittas in Yishayim. We don't normally, in this framework, necessarily see all the Shittas in Yishayim, but here, this is not just a basic question of Cheskes Sebatim, so it's good to see what we can. So, this first of all, Rabbeinu Yehuda. Pirsh. He said, Elam Arova, Shosta, Kamais, and so on. Zokta Ben Yenna Pirsh. Kevin did Tvela Mizdora. Kisle Lim Chuyay. Since the Machzik doesn't watch the Shtari after 3 years, therefore, the Marakama should be Meicha. Umidaloi, since the Machzik is going to throw out a Shtar, and you're not going to be able to say them anymore, Ach Vishtar, therefore, it's incumbent on you to be Meicha. Umidaloi Micha, Umidaloi Mocha, Arminam Devadei Zovman. Lefi, now if you only stop there, if I would stop there, it would sound like Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, the fact that the Marakama is going to throw out a shtar psychologically motivates you to be Mecha. Meaning, if the guy didn't throw out a shtar, if Machzikim held onto their shtar forever, so maybe there'd be nothing driving you to be Mecha. You could procrastinate indefinitely. You could say, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it the day after tomorrow. Why should you be Mecha? Whenever you feel like coming to reclaim your field, you'll come and reclaim. You'll come and say Achrei Shtarach. The guy won't be able to show a shtar if you're telling the truth. If I'm the Marakam. If I'm telling the truth, you're not going to be able to pull out a shtar. So there's nothing driving me to be meicher. But now, since Rava tells us that you throw out your shtar after 3 years, so now all of a sudden I have a deadline. I better get my macha out before you throw out your shtar, because otherwise I'm not going to be able to say to you Achrei Shtarach. And if I'm not going to tell you, so how am I going to reclaim the field? And therefore, my silence for three years becomes a riot. B'chor is a difficulty. We'll see in a second. But he has a line. There's another line that we have to still see. But if this was all that he had said, it's not so clear because B'chor. What do I care if you throw out your shtar? But I'm still the Marakama, and you don't have a proof. So I'll just come to you and I'll be Maitzi from you, I'll Smarakama. And if I can't be Maitzi, I'll Smarakama once you lose the Achvei Shtarach, because you're in the field, and maybe it's like your tfisa somehow will prevent me from... So then what do you need the raya for my silence? The fact is, you know, that like we're trying to explain why you become a muksik. I'm the Murakama, why do you become the muksik? Like, what, where's your raya? You've been mitzi for me. I'm the muksik. I'm the Murakama. You have to bring a raya. So what's the raya for my silence? And why is my silence a raya? Because, well, if there would be no throwing after shtar, my silence would not be a raya. Because why should I have to be mecha? When I want to be mitzi from you, I'll say to you, after shtar. Okay, so now it comes out that you do throw after shtar. Rabbi tells me that after 3 years, you do throw after shtar. So now all of a sudden I feel I can't wait, I have to be mecha. Why? Why can't I wait? Whenever I want to, I'll come and I'll take away the shtar, because I'm the Murakama. Like, it sounds like the Rabbi Yonah is getting he's pulling stuff up by his own. You want to explain, where's your proof? Where's your proof? So Rabbi Yonah said the proof is from my silence. And so why is my silence a proof? Because why is my silence a proof? Maybe the reason I was silent is because I didn't have to say anything. I knew I can always take away the field from you with an achvish dar. Says Rabbi Yonah, no, because I know that after 3 years I'm not going to be able to say to you achvish dar. So why was I silent? I don't understand. The same way, within 3 years, I could be silent because I don't feel any pressure. If I want to take away the field from you, I'll say achvish dar. So after 3 years, why do I feel any pressure? If I want to take the field away from you, I'll say, ich bin der Murakama, I'm the Murakama. Like, how does it become, I have to be meicher so that you should, am I making myself clear? I don't know if I'm making myself entirely clear. So I think that's why Rabbi Yonah adds another line. L'fishi tilu chachomim olav limchay is kevin de tfeilim is darenish b'shtar. Because chachomim said that I have to be meicher since people don't throw out the shtar. Meaning, in a chanavi, it can't get started without some intervention on the part of chachomim. Chachamim were matlan miyachiv macho. If Chachamim were not matlan miyachiv macho, then the whole thing would never get started. Why should I be mecha? I'm the Murakama. I have the advantage of hamaytzi mecharei lev araya. You need a proof. You're the one who has to bring the proof, not me. So what does it matter? And I don't think you have a star. And what does it matter in 3 years, not 3 years? I'm the Murakama. So nothing gets off the ground. So therefore, to get itself off the ground, we have to impose a takonas Chachamim. Chachamim said hitilu olav limchais. Chachamim said that I have to be mecha. But so where did the 3 years come from? So it comes from Chachamim said that I have to be meicher before you throw out the shtar. Some idea is Chachamim said that Chachamim are interested in your benefit. They want to protect you. Within 3 years, they don't need to protect you. You'll have a shtar. After 3 years, you're likely to throw out the shtar. So Chachamim wanted to protect you. So how do they protect you? The way the Chachamim protected you, they protected the interest of the buyers, of the consumer. The Chazal Consumer Protection Agency said that the Murakama has to be meicher before your shtar gets thrown out. Now that I have to be meicher, so my not being meicher becomes a riot. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rabbeinu Yonah is al kochach time in the milso hachiyu. You have to say that way. Shim Leichen, who cares that the guy throws out a star after 3 years? Otherwise, how do you take it away from me? I'm the Murakama, not you. So what is it? And you maybe throughout your star, maybe you never had a star. So like, how does it ever get started? It must be. So that's what he said. There must be that Chazal. There's a Takanas Chazal over here. But what exactly is the Takanas Chazal? It's not Stam Chazal said arbitrarily 3 years is Chazaka. Chazal did one simple thing. They placed on me a chiv that I have to be meicher before you throw out your shtar. Mela, everything follows from there. Mela, my lack of macha becomes my waiting till you throw out the shtar becomes the raya, and that's how it works. That comes from Rabbeinu Yonah. The fear of Rabbeinu Yonah, so it's a new shita. Rabbeinu Yonah still belongs to the general class of Rishonim who hold that Chazaka is based on Midah LeMicha. But unlike the Ramban, the Ritva, who say there's an automatic Midah LeMicha, automatically, just because you're in my field, maybe it's 1 year, maybe it depends on the Murakamas, but there's some Midah LeMicha that I should be screaming no matter what, and then you have to wait for the Achvishtar. So everything happens, you don't really need a Takanas Chachamim. At least the Rabban does call it a Takanas Chacham, as I explained yesterday. Lefi the Rabban, the Takanas Chacham is to standardize the Shira. You know, exactly 3 years, that needs a Shira Chacham, that the Chacham made a standard of 3 years. But the basic mechanisms of Chazakah are not Takanas Chacham. The basic mechanism of Chazakah is that naturally I should be Meicha. Your Achila should make me be Meicha. How fast? Maybe one Achila, maybe it depends. Maybe depends on who I am, maybe, or maybe it doesn't, maybe, and maybe Achila Stam. Those were the nuances of the difference between the Ramban and the Ritva. But naturally, your Achila should make me be Meicha. Even though in Din, I could win. You know, maybe in Din, I could win, because I'm the Marakama. But still, I should be nervous. I should be Meicha. And therefore, there's a Midole Meicha, and that's Uriah is the Midole Meicha. But we have to wait for the Achis Torah and so on. Rabbi Yoina holds that if we would just let nature take its course and Chazal wouldn't step in, then there would be nothing. Because what's my silence is not, my silence doesn't mean anything. I'm silent because I'm the Marakama. Why should I speak up? I'm the Marakama. I can throw you out whenever I want. So therefore, we have to impose a takanas chacham, tilo lov limchais, kainim shiyusik as hashtar. And now already the rest can go. Now already the snowball can go. The rest of the work already can be done by the natural forces. Lefir ben Yoina, it's one of those things. What's a bais kasha? Elo me'ata machashle b'fonav le'tevi macha. The amalek imachas ba'apoy avim is the arne b'shtar. So, I think the shot is, here in the end, it's very poshut. According to Rabbi Yoina, the whole macha is a takana that I should be meicha before you throughout your shtar. Or maybe I'll put it into immediate step. Chachom made a takana. They made a takana that I should be meicha. What does a takana that I should be meicha have to do with the 3 years of throwing out the shtar? Chacham said I have to be meicha. What does that have to do with the 3 years of your throwing out the shtar? So the Rabbi Yehuda himself says, "Yitilu olav limchais kaidim sheyizrei." What's his lashon? Yitilu olav limchais kavim the tefelim is dainish b'shtar. Chacham put on me a chiyuv macha to protect you. They said I should be meicha before you throw out your shtar, so that we'll know that if I'm coming after you, then you'll have a shtar, and if not, I won't be able to come after you. So they did that to protect you. So the chiyuv macha that Chazal imposed on me was to protect you because you're going to throw out the shtar. So the mele, it stands to reason that the macha should be a macha that will keep you from throwing out the shtar. If the macha is not a macha that will keep you from throwing out the shtar, then it didn't protect you. And the whole point why Chacham put on me a chiyuv macha is to protect you. So that's a vice question. So I should have to be meicha in front of you, because maybe if I'm going to be meicha not in front of you, maybe you're going to throw out your star anyway. And then we're going to defeat the whole purpose of the takana. So if you have any very geshmak, a bias kasha of macha shalei b'fonav late to have a macha. According to the other school, or the Ramban, that's that school of thought, we really grappled. The Torah's Chaim already grappled. If the macha is just a natural macha, then what does it have to do? Who says it? What does it have to do with an asrod l'shmashtor? What does it have to do with when you throw out the star? So Taras Chaim said, "Mahalak is talking about when you I was rishon." Whatever we talked at length, we don't have to go over the same ground again. But in Rabbeinu Yoina, Abai becomes very, very simple. The whole macha, the chiyuv macha, doesn't come from my natural outrage at the fact that you're stealing my field. It comes from a takanas chachamim to protect the consumer. And meila, the nature of the macha is I should be meicha before you throw out your shtar to protect you from throwing out your shtar. Because maybe you'll throw out your star anyway. So we say, no, chavachavishly, and it works even by remote. There's a Rashba, a little bit different than Rabbeinu Yoina. With the Rashba, we'll wind up that whole school of Rishonim, the Midole Micha school of Rishonim. So the Rashba says, maybe the Rashba. The Rashba says, "Ela Merovich, Lashem is doing, Shtar Tfeilim is doing, Kalema. The Zay Yadeya the Tfeilim is doing. I know that you're going to try your Shtar after 3 years. Kilei Micha Tech Sholish, Mechzi Kimarim, Lishtek Achiyo Vizera Yosef." A new word. I'm a new word. Says the Rashba, "I know that you're going to try your star after 3 years. If I wait to be meicha after 3 years, so it looks like, why did I wait 3 years to be meicha? It looks like I know that you really have a shtar, and therefore I deliberately waited 3 years to be mecha in order to, that you should throw out the shtar and you shouldn't have a riot. So my waiting 3 years to be mecha is a glaying ledover that it must be that you really had a shtar that I was waiting for you to throw out. So my silence for 3 years already is an indication that you had a shtar. Out. Why? Who says I have to be meich at all? I mean, maybe I don't want to be meich. Maybe I was just quiet because I figured I'll come. But who says the chiyah mechad at all? My silence, the fact that I waited to be meich shows that you had a shtar. Maybe I waited to be meich because I didn't feel any need to be meich. It sounds like it's a given that I'm supposed to be meich, that I'm expected to be meich. That's a given. But where did the 3 years come from? Because if I was meicha, if I wasn't meicha the first year, maybe I was waiting for the second year. If I wasn't meicha the second year, waiting, maybe I was waiting for the third year. But if I waited for the fourth year, that already looks suspicious. Why was I expected to be meicha? Maybe because I like the rabbi. Naturally, a person should be meicha. That's the natural thing. The natural thing is that you should protest. You don't need a takanas chacham. The natural thing is that you should protest. But who says it has to be the first year? Who says it has to be with the first year? Maybe like Al Derech Liram, the Rova before, a person not necessarily makbid right away. 2 years maybe he's not makbid. I just want to understand the Rashba. The Rashba says my waiting to be meicha is suspicious. Well, waiting to be meicha is suspicious only if it's a given that sooner or later I have to be meicha. So why did I wait till the fourth year to do it? That's suspicious. But if it's not a given that I have to be meicha at all, then my waiting to be meicha is not suspicious. So, the Rashi was taken for granted that sooner or later I have to be mecha. So then, Rava tells me, since sooner or later you have to be mecha, so waiting till the fourth year is already a suspicious thing. That's already evidence that there must have been a shtar. Where did the Rashi get the assumption that sooner or later I should be mecha? Maybe I never have to be mecha. Like, where did that come from? Rabbeinu Yoni said it's a takanas. Rabbeinu Yoni, we saw Rabbeinu Yoni Tak was bothered that he said it's a takanas chacham. Kitilu olam lumchis. Chachamim said that I have to be meicha. Once you go like, and once you say that, and maybe that's the Rashba too, but the Rashba doesn't say those words. And anyway, once you say that, then you can say the whole Rabbeinu Yoni. Chachamim said I have to be meicha before you throw out your shtar. The Rashba doesn't sound like it's takanas chachamim. He doesn't say the words takanas chachamim. And if it were takanas chachamim, then the sum of the takanas chachamim would be like Rabbeinu Yoni. Tilu olav lumchis kaidim shiyusik kesef shtar. I wouldn't need this extra connection in the Rashba that my waiting is suspicious. I think the Rashba learns that it's a natural thing to be meicha. Where did he get it from? So I think Baifin Pashut, he got it like the Gemara before, Tlashin and Kopit. That a person naturally is makbid and screams. So Rava said before that a person, Rava said, but 3 years, nobody. No, so Rava said in the beginning of the Rava said earlier. I think it's the Hemshich to the Rashba. Rava said earlier that you're supposed to scream. Not screaming is a riot. So what's the 3 years? So Rava said, because people are not makbid till 3 years. So therefore, it's only 3 years that makes me scream. I said, Nasat al Rech l'shur. So now Rava says, the emes is, it's taka different by everybody. And maybe there are some people that even 3 years don't make them scream. Maybe they would need 4 years to scream. Maybe they would 5 years to scream. Maybe they would need 10 years to scream. Hey, sooner or later, everybody screams. You scream, I scream, we all scream, but everybody screams. But different times. So Rava at the end said, no, but 3 years. It's 3 years. If I said 3 years, make a taste. Some people are faster. The same way some people are faster, maybe some people are slower. So now this is a good thing. Everybody screams. But not necessarily, not all things being equal, it wouldn't necessarily be at 3 years. It might take longer than 3 years. But since people throw out the shtar after 3 years, so if you wait for the fourth year to be meicha, so, and we ask you why did you wait 4 years, and you say, well, I wasn't makbid till 4 years, so we say, yeah, but you knew that the guy's going to try to shtar after 3. Looks to me like the reason why you didn't scream for 3 years is not because you were such a patient guy who wasn't makbid. The reason why he didn't scream is because you were waiting for him to throw out the shtar. That already becomes the evidence that he's not mocked. That's the evidence already that there was a shtar. I think that's the pshat in the Rashi. Sorry, I think it's geshmak, and it's geshmak in the sukkah. It's not so far from the nesivus, except that a little bit it takes a different route. I mean, it was like the nesivus in that Rava said originally everybody's the same, everybody's machmir to the years. So Abai said, well, maybe some people are earlier. So the nesivus is a mahalach, which we read maybe into the Rav, which we said maybe would work in the Ramban very well. The nesivus mahalach is that Rava is now saying that's true. Some people are machmir earlier. But by 3 years, everybody's makbid. That's the longest anybody's, that's the most patience anybody has, is 3 years. And even the people who are makbid faster, but there's no chazaka for them because there's an achvish sarach until 3 years. That was the Nesivus Malach. In the Rashba, I think it goes a little bit in a different direction. Rava said that the shear for being makbid is 3 years. Abai said, some people might be faster. Well, and here we have to add, and by the same token, some people might be faster, some people might be slower. So therefore Rava now in this final version says that Rava now in this final version says, you know what? It's true. Different people are meicha at different times. But nobody waits longer than 3 years, because longer than 3 years is suspicious. It looks like you're waiting from throughout the start. And therefore, and maybe we have to add another step. And therefore, if I was quiet for 1 year, you can't say, well, why were you quiet for 1 year? You're a very makbid guy. I say, I'm not such a makbid guy. Just because my last name is El Yoshev, that doesn't mean I'm such a makbid guy. It doesn't follow. I could be from Beber El Yoshev. You can't know how makbid I am. Abai's question was, how do you know how makbid he is? So the answer is, we talk, I don't know how makbid you are. Maybe you're makbid more, maybe you're makbid less. So therefore, you can't bring my silence as a raya. If I was silent for 1 year, can't say, well, you're a Beber al Yoshev guy. I'm a Beber al Yoshev guy. Why wasn't I makbid? Mechatesa. I learned patience. So when can you hold me to? I should have been makbid. 3 years. When you reach the point of 3 years, then already when we reach three years, then no matter how patient or impatient I am, by then already I should have been makbid, because I knew you were going to throw out the stuff. The Rashbam, we really should be talking about how does the Rashbam learn the Gemara. The Rashbam Amish didn't say anything. So one thing we read in Madai the other day, maybe that silence is an indication that he's gone of Derech and Nesivus, that it's a hemshech of the earlier Rav. But the Emes is, the Rashbam sheet is a big mess in Cheskes Sevat, and I think it's going to have to wait until we see more Rashbams in the quest of the Perek. Just to piece together how the Rashbam learns, one thing already flagged now is the Rashbam and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. We saw this Rashbam. The Rashbam and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph said, how can my metalton become a muksuk miyad, and my karka takes 3 years? So said the Rashbam, because on metalton you don't write a star, and on karka you write a star. In that Rashbam, that if not for the fact that you write a star in Karka, Karka would be like Metaltlin. What stops Karka from being my Metaltlin is the fact that you write a star. In other words, it's mashma that Rashbam that there's no fundamental difference between Tfisas Karka and Tfisas Metaltlin. Tfisas Metaltlin is a rye right away. It's not great. Tfisas Metaltlin is a rye right away. Tfisas Karka should be a rye right away. But since the Derech is Lichtoy Shtar, so therefore, till 3 years, you can't become a Muslim. It sounds, that Rashbam sounds like the Ritva. Because that's my Mishnah, the Nigan that we saw in the Ritva. The Ritva said that the Pshat and Rava is that after one Achila, it's really a Raya. Dumi the Metaltlin. The Ritva Mama said those words. Well, he didn't say it over here, but he said it in Chesem and Aleph. He said those words over here also. He said that after one achil, it becomes a raya, dumi de metaltlin. A lot earlier in Chav Chesem and Aleph, he added because of the shtikas habaylam. So it's a raya because of the shtikas habaylam. After one achil, it becomes a raya, dumi de metaltlin. So that's a little bit of a strange expression altogether. If it's If you need the shtikas avayim, it's not doing the metalton. By metalton, you don't need to do the shtikas avayim. In the Ritz itself, there was sort of a tension. At the Ritz of Chesam Aleph, in that first ritual, when he's explaining the Gemara Sad, is it a tfisu mechachas? The whole, his preface to the whole sugya, that the Gemara is not sure, is it a tfisu mechachas or not a tfisu mechachas? So when the Ritz spoke at the Sad that it's a tfisu mechachas, the way he said it was, it's a tfisu mechachas dumi de metalton and kevin because the Marakama was shaysuk. It's an oxymoron. If it's dumi de metalton, then it's not because the Marakama was shaysuk. Because by metalton, tfisu is right even if the Marakama is screaming. What you have to say means it's not exactly like metalton. It's a different mechanism. By metalton, your tefisa is oichocha because achzukinish begazim nusalei machzukinim. By karka, you don't have achzukinish begazim nusalei machzukinim because you don't. There's no ma'ase gzeilo. But my tefisa is arrived for a different reason. Because if I'm doing an achila in karka and the merakam are shaysik, so that's automatically a riot. It's a riot right away. If he means dumi metalton, that it's oichocha right away. That's what he means. That it doesn't need anything extra. The achila is a chokha right away. And Bayas also says that that's Tana Rava. That one achila is a chokha, dumi de metalton. He says again the word dumi de metalton. Bayas doesn't mention the shtikas avayim, but mustama here also that's what he means. But it's a chokha right away, dumi de metalton. And so what do you have to wait 3 years? Because 3 years is an achli shtar. What the Rashbam and Nachman Beis sounds al derech zeh. That karka really should be like metalton. It should be like chokha right away. I'm not sure if he means because of the shtikas of Eilat, or derech the ritva, or maybe he holds even more than the ritva, that karka really should have a chazuki and shvakas and shvakas and shvakas and even. That's hard to know. Maybe even ad kadeh ka. But up upon him, it sounds like the ritva, that karka really should be dumi to metalton. There should be a chazuka, a tfisa muchachas right away. But because there's a star, the derech is to write a star, so therefore, you don't become a muksik right away. Why not? Achvishtarach. So the Rashbam and Dafman Beis, we'll see other Rashbams, but meanwhile, just to be going on with, the Rashbam and Dafman Beis sounds like al derech the ritva, that one achila is already a tfisum, that one achila is a tfisum achachas dumi de metafel. But you need 3 years to get past the achvishtarach. At least from that Rashbam, it sounds like the Rashbam is a chavir to the mahalach of the ritva. Certainly puts him in this larger base medrash. So now we have a whole base medrash, each different nuances. The Ramban, the Ritva, the Ramban and the Ran is one, the Ritva is two, the Rashbam maybe is together with the Ritva, and then we have the Rabbeinu Yoinu, the Rashba. Each one is a slightly different flavor, but what they all have in common is that the basic engine of Chazaka is the Shtikas, is the Midlay Micha of the Bible. The Midlay Micha of the Bible, that's the Echocha that the Karka, my silence is the Echocha that the Karka belongs to you. What do you need 3 years? Plasnum is darnish b'shtar. What's exactly the interplay? So if you want to sum up, we have a whole bunch of possibilities. We have, let's say, the way we went to learn the Ramban and the Ran, with the Nesivis. There's other ways to learn the Ramban and the Ran, but let's say, just to have a summing up, the Ramban and the Ran, that the pshat is, my silence is a raya. When is it a raya? Depends who I am. Sometimes it's a raya right away. Sometimes it's a raya only after 3 years. Sooner or later, my silence is a raya. But regardless of how long it takes for my silence to be raya, by the end of 3 years, you have the raya. But you always have to wait for the 3 years because up to 3 years, I can say to you, achvishtarach. But once you get past the achvishtarach after 3 years, now we say, loylachinim shosak, that my shtika is significant. Again, how long was my shtika? How long did my shtika need to be significant? Depends who I am. But 3 years is the maximum thing you need. You know, 3 years, everybody's, by 3 years, everybody's makdir. So my silence gives you the chazok. That was the Ramban and the Ran. I'll be the Nesivis. Then we had the Ritva, a little bit different, very close. Many Achayim put the Ritva Mamash together with the Ramban. But if we're going to go to the Nesivis, then the Ritva is a little bit of different nuance. The Ritva says, one achil is a raya. One achil is a raya, dumi de metatlin. Maybe I should add, Lefi the Ramban and the Ran's mahalach. Rava now is a hemshech of Rava before. Plashnin kopit. It's one hemshech. There was an indication that way in the Ramban himself, because the Ramban says that his mahalach is muchach in the Gemara. Where's the muchach in the Gemara? His mahalach that we're still going with midlay micha, right, the Yesh Mefarshim learned, we're only interested in the shtar. The Ramban said, no, it's muchach in the Gemara, Bereish Pirkin, that it's not only totally in the throwing out the shtar, it's also totally in the midlay micha. So even by a kotun where you don't have the asrael, the shmashtari, but you have a midlay micha. Where did he see in the Gemara that there's that? The Gemara doesn't say that there's a midlay micha. The answer is yes, it did before Rava, the earlier Rava did, and he learned that it's one hemshich. So the Fidei Rabban, this Rava is a hemshich of the earlier Rava. He says, Abai said, what about Beber al Yoshim? So for that we answered, well, you have to get past the Achvish Torach, and that's the same for everybody. Lefi the Ritva, the Gemara now is departing from Rava. Rava now is departing from Rava before. Rava before said, you have to have 3 years because that's the Shirach Petal. And now Rava said, no, it's Dumi de Metatlin, there's a Tfisa Mechachas right away. What makes a Tfisa Mechachas right away? The Ritva and Chav Ches says because of the Shtikas Abayim. So Shtikas Abayim still plays a role, but it's not with the Shirach Petal of the Bailam. It's like it's Dumi de Metatlin. The Achila, one Achila is arrived. We sort of left the earlier Rava. But still, this one we're still preserving, that it's the Shtikas Abayim, that the Shtikas Abayim is naturally a Raya. Even after one Achila, the Shtikas Abayim is naturally a Raya. But you have to get past the Achvei Shtorach. Then we have, and the Ritva, the Rashba, the Rashbam, the Beis, the Luchari sounds like the Ritva. Then we have Rabbeinu Yonah. And Yehuda learns that at this point in the Gemara, my shtika naturally is not a raya to anything. My shtika, there's no natural kapeda that I should have screamed. Not a raya. Maybe I'm not makbid. Maybe I'm a guy who's not makbid ever. Maybe I'm a guy who's not makbid for 20 years. It's talking not like Rava before. Rava before said there's a natural kapeda. By 3 years, everybody screams. And Yehuda learns, Rava's chazer from that. There's a chazer in the Gemara. Rava now holds, there's no such thing as a natural need to scream. Certainly not by 3 years. You know, maybe after 20, but not after 3. And therefore, my silence, Bukhara shouldn't be right anything. Maybe I'm not makbid. Maybe I'm a guy who's not makbid after 5 years. But Chachamu wanted to protect you, because you certainly try your shari after 3 years. And now you're going to be stuck. You're not going to have a raya, and I'm going to come and I'm going to take the sword away from you. I'm the Murakama. So therefore, Tilo of Limchis. Chazal said that I have to scream before 3 years. I have to tell you that watch out. If I'm planning to take you to court, I have to before 3 years are up. I have to put you on notice. And if I don't, then it's a raya that it's taka, not my field, that I sold you the field. So that's Rabbeinu Yonah. So if you're Rabbeinu Yonah, also there's a chazar in the Gemara. Before Rava thought that there's a natural kpeda. That's nothing to do with the wrong at the side. There's a natural pay day after 3 years. Now the word's been chaser. There's no natural pay day after 3 years. But Chazal said that I have to be mechah before 3 years. Mimela becomes a riot. And then we have the Rashba, so a variation on the theme. It's very close to Rabbeinu Yonah, really. Also, there's a chazar in the Gemara. Same kind of chazar. Before Rava thought there's a natural need to scream after 3 years. Now we're saying, no, mechatesa, maybe a person doesn't naturally scream after 3 years. Maybe a person might naturally wait to scream for 6 years, for 7 years, for 20 years. There's no natural line of 3 years that everybody screams. But sooner or later, I'm supposed to scream. Sooner or later, I have to protest. And if I wait to protest till after you throw out your shtar, that's already an indication that's already suspicious. That's an indication that you really have a shtar. So I have to scream, but I can scream later. But I can't wait to scream till after you throw out your stuff. That already shows that it's fake. So those are all of the various nuances. But again, still the global sheet over here is that Ches Gimel Shonim is based on the Shtikas Abayim, the Midu Lemicha, the Kepet of the Bayim. There's another sheet, which is the Rosh. The Ksos is really Mechavim to this Midaita. I'll tell you first the Ksais. But this Mamash Ktais is Rosh in. Well, sorry, the Rosh here in the Halacha says that Chachamim were Mesakin and Cheskes Gimel Shonim. He says in Rav, because people throw out the Shar, so therefore his skinu that after 3 years you become a Mosul. Oh, yeah, Efshalomer, that he means out there after Rabbeinu Yoimah, that Chazal were Mesakin, that you have to be Mechen now, that you're not Mechen. But still, stimas adorim in the Rosh is skinu that there should be a chazaka. Since people throw out their star, so the same consumer protection agency that we talked about before, they in the Rosh they had a different takana. They said after 3 years you become a muksa. After 3 years you don't need a star. So how does machal work? How does machal work? So this is the close picks up on this Rosh. So how does machal work? Says the Ksais, I mean, if it's just a takana, the Ksais understood the Rosh then it's just a takana. Chazal made a takana. Since people throw out their shtar after 3 years, they made a takana. After 3 years, you don't need a shtar. You become a muksa. It's not based on the midi lemicho. It's not based on the pevis abayim. Stam a takana that after 3 years you become a muksa. So then how does machal work? Says the says, since they made a takana to protect you, that after 3 years you don't need a shtar, so now they have to make a takana to protect me. Because that's very nice. This takana makes things is good for you. Even after you throw your shtar, you'll be protected. But it's bad for me. Maybe I'm in a place where it's not convenient for me to take you to Beis Din before 3 years. And after 3 years, maybe I'm right. Maybe you never had a shtar. Maybe you're a liar. But I'm in a situation where I can't necessarily take you to Beis Din today. Maybe it's going to take me a while to get back home and take you to Beis Din. By that time, 3 years are going to be over, and you're going to be and you're going to be sitting pretty, and it's not fair to me. So it says it's nice. So they made a takana for me too. That if I'm planning to take you to Beis Din, I can be meicha. You'll hear about it. You'll keep your shtar, and mimela that will protect me. So now it says nimsu akol mesukanim. So now it's mamsh wol takonis. Chachamim balanced your needs with my needs, and they made an eitz over here that everybody will be mesukin. You'll be mesukin that after 3 years you don't have to keep your shtar. And I'll be masukin that if I'm planning to take you to Beis Din after 3 years, I have a way, I can make a macha and force you, yes, to keep your shtar. And that's the balance of the takon. Nimsa kol masukon. So, Mamish, the Tzais HaRuch HaKadosh, look in the Tzais HaRosh and Bamasir Daf Kufiud Amar Aleph, and he said, Mamish Kadvar Me'ela, that there was a takana for the machzik, a takana for the merakama, Kenegdoi, they were misakin for the machzik, that after 3 years, since you threw out your shtar, they were misakin for you that you have a chazoka. Tiknu Kenegdoi, that I can be meicha and prevent you from becoming a muksuk. And Tosfos just adds one knesh that the Ksais doesn't say, that now that they made all of these takonas, so now there's also a svara that since I know that I have to be meicha, so it's already a raya that you're a muksuk, that the sod is really yours. I mean, apparently the Tosfos doesn't want it should be it should be totally arbitrary takonas that don't have a logic. The takona has a reason, and the reason is a social reason. You throughout your shtar, we have to protect you. We have to protect me. But the takona also, that's the reason for the takona. But the takona also has an internal logic to it. It's not an arbitrary takona. You become a muksuk after 3 years, even though it makes no sense. And that's not the pshat. The pshat is you become a muksuk after 3 years, and it makes sense. Because since they gave me the opportunity, Chazal gave me the opportunity to be meicha and to prevent you from becoming a muksuk. If I don't take advantage of the opportunity, then it's a raya that I must really have sold you the field. So therefore, the takana is not an arbitrary takana. I think Tzadik just bothered. He didn't want it to be an arbitrary takana. You know, if Aliba the MS3 is not a raya to anything, they just made a takana that after 3 years it becomes yours. So that he wasn't comfortable with. They made a takana. But once there's a takana, so that takana also now has a the takana itself fulfills itself. They made a takonin after 3 years become a muksuk, and once they made a takonin after 3 years become a muksuk, then after 3 years it probably really is yours. Because after all, why did I allow that to happen? I should have been meicha. After Rosh. All takanas. Yeah, we're running out of time, so I just wanted to tell you, Rav Nochum said a beautiful raya that Tosfos holds like the Rosh. This is Tosfos and Daf Mem. The Dira Maskel is Machob. It starts in the bottom of Lama Tesla base. I'll tell you outside a little bit. Tosfos discusses the problem. The din is that if I'm the Merakama, I'm Meicha in front of Edim, so the Edim could write down in the shtar that there was a Macha. They don't have to stick around. They can write it down in the shtar, and now we'll have a document to document the Macha. So that's the din. If I'm Meicha in front of Edim, and then I want to have proof that I was Meicha. You have to Meicha in front of Edim. You can't be Meicha in a closed room. You have to Meicha in front of Edim. Well, so I'm the Merkam, I was Meichan for the Edom. I would like to have those Edom around. The Edom are leaving. How am I going to prove to Beis Din that I was Meichan? So the Edom write it down in the Shtar. So Taisus was bothered. What kind of shtar is that? The rule always by a shtar. Shtar is an edus b'ksav. Edus b'ksav is normally posel. So it can't be made b'ksav. Edim can't write down their edus and send it to Beis Din. That's called mipiyim v'lo mipiksavim. So there's a thing called a shtar. It's a magic, a new kind of thing. Maybe it's the Ramshit, it's a takon of the Rabbanon, whatever it is. But there's a new thing called a shtar that a shtar doesn't have that limitation. A shtar is an edus that could be b'ksav. So what's the definition of a shtar? Every piece of paper, you can call it a shtar. Why can Edim write down their edus b'ksav? They'll call it a shtar, they'll send it into Beis Din. So obviously there must be some criterion that you need to meet to be defined as a shtar, and then already that's admissible. We don't call it an edus. It's not merely an edus balpeh that they're sending into Beis Din, but it's called a shtar. So what defines a shtar? So the rule is, as many Rishonim say, the rule is that it was written midasa mischayef. It was written with the agreement with the agreement of the person whom it's coming to be mechayev. So let's say a shtar milva. There has to be written midas haloiva, because the shtar is mechayev the loiva. So if the loiva agrees that the shtar should be written, then it's a valid shtar. That's always the rule. Das mechayev. So over here the macha is coming to be mechayev you. I'm going to use the macha, this piece, the shtar macha. I'm going to use it to be mechayev you, to make things bad for you. So, but it's written down without your haskama. You weren't there. I'm meichin dina seyam somewhere. I'm meichin in front of Edim. They write it down in the shtar. You know, you didn't say that they should. You weren't involved in this process. So why? That's just an ordinary edus b'ksav. How does that work, b'chal? That's Taisus kasha. So that's Taisus. It doesn't sound like there's anything to do with our discussion. How do we get here? So Taisus says, this is the very top of Mem Amalek, the third line. V'yesh leimar. Maybe good idea to see inside. The third line in Taisus Mem Amalek. So Taisus V'yesh leimar. This is Takhonetz Chachamim. It doesn't really make any sense. Chacham made a takana that even with this very dubious kind of star, it's not a real star. It's written on, sort of looks like a star because it's on paper, but technically it's not really a star. But Chacham said, with a dover mood, you could be mevatel chazok. Shev a dover mood, mevatel chazok. Now, Tosfos wants to bring a raya that the dover mood, mevatel chazok. Even if we would be able to ascertain in an ordinary macha that the machzik never heard it, even though chaver is supposed to hear it, but let's say we could be mevar for sure that the machzik never heard the macha, mehani levatel achazoka, it still works to be mevatel achazoka. So you see that b'dover mu'ud mevatel achazoka. So what's this case? He's talking about a case where I was meich in front of Edim. But we know for sure that you never heard of that. But it works. About it works. Price takes for granted that it works. It's a good macha. Why is it a good macha? You never heard about it. It must be. Now, this case, we had this case already. Who talked about such a case? Where I did a good macha, but we know for a fact that the Eidim never, that it was never conveyed to you. That was the Tshuva Sarak. Price is exactly the same thing as the Tshuva Sarak. But Taisus proves from there that the dover muad mevatan achazaka, even though, and from there he goes further that therefore you could have a star that's a star macha that's not really a star, but we're very anxious to be mevatan achazaka, we're very solicitous of the marakama to be mevatan achazaka, with the dover muad mevatan achazaka. And he brings a proof from the case of the Tshuva Sarah. And he takes for granted that they're the same sack as the Tshuva Sarah. Now, on the face of it, Mamish, what's my Nishmit Yitzhakina? Did the Tshuva Sarah say that the machod is a good machod because the dover muad mevatan achazaka? We're going to stretch the rules. The Tshuva Sarah said that avad is a good machod because who cares that you never heard about it? The point of machod is not to give you a hasro lishma shtorcha. The point of machod is that the whole chazok is midalei micha, and now I was meicha, so I'm oika the chazok in hashayish. The chazaka never got off the ground. The whole chazaka is from the fact that I was quiet. I wasn't quiet. I was meicha properly in front of Edim. Edim who can walk, and they're ambulatory. It's I'm amish l'mahadrin, and there's a chavichav, basically. And I did everything, so I wasn't shaysik. What does it matter that you never heard about it? But I wasn't shaysik. There's no chazaka. If that's how Taisus understood it, then what in the world does Taisus see from there that the dover muad mevatan achazaka, that we break the rules? It's mamish. It's totally mamish irrelevant to what Taisus is talking about. That logic, logic takes its course. And the logical thing is that as long as I'm meicha, that means that I wasn't quiet, there's no shtikas of violin, there's no chazaka. The Rav gets this from first principles. It's a double pashut. This is the halacha. Where do you see from here that when it comes to writing a shtar without a das and mischayev, we should bend the rules because b'dav amud mevat and achazoka? So mamash has no. It doesn't begin to make sense. Said Rav Nochum, the pshat is because Taisus holds like the Rosh, like the Taisus Rosh. We know Taisus Rosh is just another version of Taisus. It's not a different vision. Taisus Rosh is the Taisus in the base medrash of the Rosh. They had a version of Taisus based on the Taisus Shans, I think they said. But a component of it, it's a version of Taisus. You see, in Taisus Rosh said that Chazok is not based on Midul Amichu. Chazok is based basically on a Takanas Chacham. They were misakin that after 3 years you don't need a star, and Tiknu Kenegdoi. That I should have an opportunity to be meicher. V'ninsu akol mesukanim. Now everything's balanced out. You're mesukin because you can throw out your star. I'm mesukin because if I don't want you to throw out your star, I have a way to stop you. So now ninsu akol mesukanim. So now says Taisus, 1 second. That's very good. Most of the time ninsu akol mesukanim. But what happens in a case where I was meicher but you never heard about it? So now it sort of breaks down. On the one hand, you know, Chazal had a takana to protect you. That after 3 years you become you throw away your shtar. Based on that logic, you know, if we're looking to protect you over here, you should be able to throw out your shtar. You never heard about the macha, so you're going to throw out your shtar. You're not going to be. In this case, we can't protect everybody. The whole agenda over here is nimsu akol musukan. We want to. Protect everybody. We want to protect you. You should be able to throw out your star and be a muksa. We want to protect me, that I should be able to stop you from throwing out. If I want to go to base, then I should be able to stop you from throwing out the star. So they made this beautiful system of checks and balances that nimsu akol mesukanim. You can throw out your star after 3 years if you don't hear about the macha. If I want to take you to base, then I can lodge a macha, and that will protect me, and you'll be protected too. Because if you hear about the macha, when you hear about the macha, you'll keep your star. And nimsu akol mesukanim, the whole thing works like clockwork. But here it broke down. I was meicher the way I'm supposed to, but you never heard about it. So now here the nimsu akol mesukanim is no good. If we're going to say it's a good macha, so I'm a sukkan, but you're not. You're going to throw out your star. You're going to be in trouble. You didn't hear the macha. You're going to legitimately throw away your star, and you're not going to be. You're going to follow all the guidelines. You followed all the rules. You threw away the star because you never heard a macha, and then zim bam, you get taken to base them. So you're not going to be mesukin. On the other hand, if we say that it's a good macha, if we say it's not a good macha, so that protects you. Now you're protected, but it's no good for me. It comes out that maybe I'm the one who's telling the truth, and it comes out that now I'm not mesukin. I was planning to take you to base then. I filled out all the forms, and I'm planning to take you to base then. I'm lodging a macha. And then I show up 4 years later to Beis Din, and they say, sorry, we never heard about it. The guy threw away his star. So he has a chazof. So in this case, we can't be misakin everybody. So now the question is, okay, when we can't be misakin everybody, so who do we look out for first? Says Tosis, it's a dover poshut. I don't know how Tosis knows it. Maybe he knows it because the word doesn't say anywhere otherwise. It's a dover poshut that once HaMeichel is no chazof. What it says in the Mishnah of Amaychel is no chazok. It doesn't say that you have to hear that. I think Tosfos said from Stimus HaGemara, it was a priori you could hear either way. Maybe in such a case we should protect you more. Maybe in such a case we should protect me more. We want to have a kol mesukanim, but in a case like this we can't have that kol mesukanim. So who do we look out for first? Who do we look out for first? So Tosfos says it's a double poshut. I don't think Tosfos means in Svara. In Svara it's not poshut. We don't know which way to go. This means it's a dover poshut because if you read the sugyas, the stimas sagam amishnayis is that once I'm meichel, there's no chazoka, and because we based on chaver chaverisly. And what if it didn't hear you? What if it never reached you? So what happened? The mishnah and the mechal is still good. The mishnayis and mashma mechal is still good. So what does that indicate? That indicates that even though we want to protect everybody, but when push comes to shove and we can't protect everybody, we protect the marakam. Maybe because midiraisa, the merkama is the real musuk. Me'ikir adin, the merkama is the one. You know, if you let the chips fall where they may and forget it all, forgot all the takonas. If I'm the merkama, you don't have a star, I win. That's what we want to be the sakan use. We made because people throw out the star. People are lazy; they throw out the star, and so we made a takana to be sakan you, and then we have to be misakan me, and so on. But at the end of the day, me'ikir adin midiraisa. Who in a case who's who normally would win this entire if they had made no takons? The Merkama. The Merkama is the real muksa. So Chazal, therefore, maybe this is the reason. I just don't say what the reason is, but maybe that's why Chazal were more solicitous of the Merakama. Me'ikar din the Merakama wins. Me'ikar din the Merakama is more believed than the Muxaf. So we want to be misakin everybody as much as possible. But in a case where we can't be misakin everybody as much as possible, we look at more for the Merakama. Maybe I'm already that. That's already my hisof. I don't know why. Tais doesn't say why. But Tais says, you see from this case that when we'd like to be misakin everybody, but when we can't be misakin everybody, we're misakin the Merakama before the Machsa. So Taisa says, you see from here that Bedor Kal Mevatana Chazaka. You see from here that Chazal were more solicitous of the Merakama and ready to help the Merakama. If we have to, we'll help the Merakama at the expense of the Muxa. So therefore Taisa says, so likewise when it comes to riding a star, the Merakama needs to have a star. The Merakama needs proof that he made a macha. Right? He made a macha. The Einim are not going to stick around necessarily. He needs to have proof. So we would like to allow him to ride a star. Now, technically, the machzik should be here. You need Vasa Mischayev to ride a star. Yeah, but that's not really feasible. We're not going to be able to get them. The whole point is the Merakama and the machzik are not in the same place. Otherwise, they could just run to Beis Din right away. So we can't really manage this. So Chazal said, our first priority is to be misak in the Merakama. Allow the Merakama to be meche and let the Edom go home and he'll have a star to protect him. It's a dover cow. It's not really such a great star. Really, in the normal Hilchos Torahs, it doesn't work so well. But bedover cow about the Chazoka Chazal, the Chazal wanted to make it easy for the Merakama. And that he brings derived from this kind of case where we would like to have a kol musakonim, but when we can't have a kol musakonim, we're misakin the Merakama before the mask. That's how Melachim went to Taisus. He said, you see clearly in this Taisus that he holds like the Taisus Rosh. It's a very beautiful riot. Taisus holds like Taisus Rosh. The Taisus also says that Taisus holds like the Rosh, but he has a much more complicated and debatable riot, which I don't remember right now. But you'll see if you want to take a look, the Taisus there in Kufnem, in the Taisus that I sent you, was it? Reishman? Kufnem base, yeah, makes more sense. He brings a different Taisus and he brings a riot from a different Taisus, and there's a long footnote there if you have the Taisus with the footnotes. Not our union right now. But this Taisus, the Malcolm's riot, I think it's Ramish a beautiful riot. I don't see any way out of it. Otherwise, the Taisus doesn't even begin to make sense. Okay. So this is like a whole new school of thought. Taisus and the Rosh. Chazok is not based on Midalei Micha. Chazok is based on Pashtun. They want to be Misaka and everybody. And just to add, last Lama's union. And what's a bias kasha only after machosh le b'fonav le tevi macha? Then it's poshut. The whole point of macha is that it should be akol musakonim. They allow you to throw away the shara and become a muchsuk, but they allow me to be meicha. In order, they allow me to be meicha, and then you won't throw out your shara and nimsu akol musakonim. Says a bias. Say elam yatish. Should have to be b'fonav. Otherwise, it's not going to be akol musakonim. Okay. I want to go out to the sugya of Ritzufis.
Do you have enough time for Shiloh?